A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here, Repco Supercars Weekly. We're counting down, we're getting ready, we're psyched up. Next week, Bathurst Week, Repco Bathurst 1000. Let's bowl in to a bit of quick news to keep you up to speed before we head up there next week. 888, they're not going to run the number. 888 next week. Don't go looking for car 888 on the track. It will be 88. Jamie Winkup and Craig Lowndes. Jamie's sticking with his regular number for his last start as a full-time driver. Gala Awards, there won't be a dinner. But they will announce those awards and present them during the broadcast on TV over the course of 5 days on Fox and 4 days on Channel 7. We know a few of those already. Anton Di Pasquale's the pole champ, Shane van Gisbergen the driver's champ, Red Bull Ampol team's champs. Holden will be given the manufacturer's award, which is an awkward one considering Holden doesn't exist anymore, but I'm sure GM will be able to accept it. The Bathurst schedule, it's been slightly tweaked. Jump on our website and you can get the latest version. We've also done a category by category breakdown. So if you're into Super 2 or S5000 or TCM or TCR or Trans Am or Carrera Cup or Toyota 86s or whatever it might be, you can keep up to speed with all of them and know when they'll be on the track. Speaking of Trackside, Repco Trackside is the store that will be up and running in Merch Alley at Bathurst. We'll be there. The V8 Sleuth Bookshop, part of it. We'll have some special guests coming along to sign some autographs and meet with the fans as well. Glenn Seaton's going to pop by, Steve Richards and a few others that we're working on in the meantime. Locked in, Darwin, next year, Triple Crown, June 17 to 19. S5000 will make its first appearance up there in Darwin. Australian Superbikes will be back as part of the supports. So that's another date in the diary locked in. Remember, Newcastle is locked in for March 4 to 6 for the 500 next year. Speaking of being locked in, he's back. Thruster, Greg Rust, he's back for the broadcast next weekend. Of course, he's based in New Zealand these days, but he's back for the coverage. Of course, it's an ARG Supercars combined event in terms of the categories, and Rusty does a lot of the ARG TV. He is going to be back, so that's great to hear. He'll be in the pit lane over the course of the coverage. No Marcus Ambrose, though, interestingly. He was, of course, tabbed earlier in the year as going to be doing Bathurst, but unfortunately Marcus won't be able to be there. One guy who will be there times two is Chas Mostert. Of course, he's in his regular supercar for the 1000. TCR's racing at Bathurst. He's the points leader. And we originally thought he would step out of that series to focus on his Walkinshaw Andretti United job. But he's got a lead, and he's got a really handy lead. So he's entered to run in TCR. And I think what we'd expect, that if he can get the points in race one to wrap up the title, that car will probably be parked for the rest of the weekend, I presume. So he can presumably focus on his supercars commitments moving through. I think he's about 100-odd points up in that title fight. If you're in the crowd at City Motorsport Park on Sunday last week, you can get a refund. That's been announced through Supercars. Head to Ticket Tech to get that sorted out. A big welcome in our V8 Sleuth family too to Ford Australia, who've come on board as our event presenting partner for our coverage of next week's Repco Bathurst 1000. It's been a big week for Ford. Of course, the new Ranger released, which looks sensational. Of course, the Mustangs to take on the mountain next week. And speaking of tickets too, I just mentioned tickets before, we've got a handful left. They're nearly sold out for our V8 Sleuth open night. It's Thursday night next week at the mountain at the National Motor Racing Museum at Bathurst. You can go to eventbrite.com.au for your ticket. Search for the event there. That's eventbrite.com.au. We'll put the link in our show notes for this podcast so you can find it easily as well. Exciting stuff too. Don't miss out on your chance to win $140,000. I was going to say cash, but it's not cash. Car, not cash. The Mustang, the DJR 40th anniversary Mustang, custom built, supercharged V8. Go to the Repco Garage website. It's repco.com.au/the garage. Pick one of your favorite Dick Johnson moments from his career at the mountain, and you're in the draw to win. Entries close for that one November 30, so get on it and make sure you don't miss out, because that is an awesome prize. It will be announced at the beginning of December. Now, on this day, November 25, 2018, we were in Newcastle on this day 3 years ago. David Reynolds winning the last race of the championship for Erebus. Gee, how things have changed. No longer with Erebus, and been in the headlines a little bit lately, has Dave. He won that race, the final of the season, after Scott McLaughlin, remember, stepped aside trying to win the championship, didn't want the grief of Dave behind him. McLaughlin came home second, and that gave him the points he needed to win his first of three consecutive supercar crowns. He brought it home. And, of course, that was the farewell for the Falcon. The Mustang made its debut the following year. So on this day, 3 years ago, we were hanging out in Newcastle. Can't wait to get back there for the first round of next year's championship. Big week at Bathurst next week. Really looking forward. We've got the full team up there from the V8 Sleuth squad with our website coverage. We'll be doing more regular podcast updates from up there as well over the course of the week. You can tune in next Tuesday for the Castrol Motorsport News podcast with Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus. The boys will take a look at plenty of action leading up to Mount Panorama. And then, of course, they will unpack it all in the week after Bathurst. We'll have a bunch of chats next week to sit down among ourselves and talk about the on-day activities of what's going on in not just the supercars, but in all the categories as well. So that's why you need to subscribe to our podcast, so you get those notifications coming through as soon as we publish a brand new episode. Next week, after race week, the week after, I mean, Jim Richards, a great sit-down pod with the seven-time Bathurst 1000 winner. So much to chat to him about. But anyway, that's Repco Supercars Weekly. We will be on the road at the start of next week to head to Mount Panorama. We look forward to seeing you all there. If you see anyone with a V8 Sleuth shirt, say g'day. Tell them that you listen to the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. We love to see so many fans back at the mountain. If you see us, say g'day. Review the pod. Subscribe. Give us a review in person, if you like. Keep it to under 30 seconds because Bathurst is a busy time and there's heaps to do. But we'd love to hear from you what you love about what we do, what you hate about what we do, and everything in between what we do. We look forward to seeing you there at the mountain. We can't wait. Cars on Track Tuesday, Supercars from Thursday. We cannot wait. We'll see you there. And tune in for plenty of pods next week from the mountain.